There's still no word on four members of the Christian Peacemakers team kidnapped in Iraq last November. The two Canadians, a Briton and an American, were last seen on video in December. Despite the danger, several Christian peacemakers remain in Baghdad in an apartment outside the Green Zone. The group says it does not proselytize. Its work with Iraqis includes locating detained family members and seeking compensation for damages by U.S. forces. Yesterday, we reached one of the Christian Peacemakers team, Michelle Nar Obed, who returned to Baghdad from America last week. I asked her about her missing colleagues.
We've been able to do some things like send out different messages via the Al Jazeera, and they have been very helpful in broadcasting them throughout the Arabic media and our way of trying to open up a dialogue, you know, with the people that have them and to let our colleagues know how much we miss them and that we are, you know, praying for them and concerned about them. And
when you say open a dialogue, what would be the message?
Well, the biggest message was when they were first taken, there was the accusation that they were spies. And so we wanted to make it very clear that they are not, in fact, spies. And there was a great outpouring from the Arab world in general, standing up for the work that CPT has done.
Although it did, unfortunately, sadly, it doesn't seem to have worked any magic.
Yeah. Not yet. We're still hopeful that they're well and that they're alive and that they will, in fact, be returned to us safely.
Given that you're a Westerner, what sort of precautions do you take when you emerge from your door, say, every morning and go out on the street to do this work? Or do you think of yourself as being protected by the good work that you're doing?
In part, yes. You know, we know that there are risks. We know that we're just as liable to being injured in a car bombing. We can be injured in a checkpoint. We could be kidnapped. I mean, this is what the Iraqi people live with day after day after day. It's nothing new for the Iraqi people. It's really nothing new for us in terms of the potential of that happening.
So your Iraqi friends, do they worry for you, your colleagues? Do they say, are you, you know, crazy in a way to come here? We live here, but you didn't have to come.
That's often a question that people have. The extending of hospitality is just, you know, amazing here. And yes, of course they're worried, and they do think sometimes that we're just kind of nuts for coming here, but they're very grateful that we're here as well and grateful for keeping those bonds of human connection and contact from being totally severed by this war.
Michelle Nar Obed is with the group Christian Peacemakers team living in a neighborhood in Baghdad. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.